The last Shakespeare poem we shall present is one of his best known and greatest sonnets, a wonderful example of his view not only of women or one woman, but his own self-estimation. Did he know when he wrote his works the extent to which he would be revered in future centuries? I think he might have done. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Sonnet 18.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometime declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest. So long as men can breathe, or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee.